Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. Today, we're diving into the horror action genre. And what are we doing today, Frank?
Well, today, Chris, we're doing Willy's Wonderland. And Willy's Wonderland is about a quiet drifter is tricked into a janitorial job at a now-condemned Willy's Wonderland. The mundane task suddenly becomes an all-out fight for survival against wave after wave of demonic animatronics. Fists fly, kicks land, titans clash, and only one side will make it out alive.
Yeah, none of that happens.
None of that at all
happens. It's from director Kevin Lewis, and it stars Nicolas Cage and Emily Tosta. What'd you think of Willy's Wonderland?
Willy's Wonderland, I have mixed feelings about Willy's Wonderland. You know, one side, I like the idea, I like the concept. I think it's a fun concept. I think the idea of evil animatronics isn't done enough. I think, you know, I do like shows like, you know, Westworld, where it's kind of like something like not quite as similar. It just has more of a demonic supernatural thing about it. But yeah, this is it's obviously supposed to be a B movie, B horror comedy. It's not meant to be taken too seriously. I'll get into kind of my gripes about the action later on in the podcast. But yeah, for the most part, it's a B level movie, right? Nicolas Cage is in it. He doesn't talk at all. There's some okay special effects, you know, it's low budget. It kind of is what it is. It's sort of like you watch it and, you know, that's kind of it.
I have a lot of the same, I agree a lot of what you said. I had some of the same gripes as you as well. I think I liked it a little more than you, but It still wasn't, this wasn't what I want, like fully what I wanted to see. Like, I really wanted to see Nicolas Cage beat the living shit out of a bunch of puppets.
Yeah.
And I mean, it happens, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in a very, like, creative way.
And it's not satisfying.
No, it's not.
Like,
no.
When he kills them, you wanted more. You wanted them to, like, I don't know, go the extra mile. And some kills he does, but I just felt like this was an opportunity for him to have really unique fight scenes and kills for each of the animatronic, you know, villains in the movie. And I just feel like it gets repetitive after, like, the first couple of ones that we see.
And I get it that it had a low budget, but, you know, it gets a little nauseating, some of the camera tricks they're using to cover up the fact that it's they're people in costumes and not puppets.
Yes, yes.
And you know, when you're fighting a guy in a costume that's supposed to be an animatronic, it's not like you have to use a lot of camera tricks if you're gonna do a low budget movie this way. And it kind of gets dizzying sometimes. The camera's spinning all over the place, or it gets really close up to Nicolas Cage's face, and there's just a lot going on that's like, it would be unnecessary probably if they had a little higher budget, or maybe if they planned it out a little more with a little more storyboarding.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with it, is that like there's a lot of extreme close-ups of like Nicolas Cage's face, a lot of close-ups of like the animatronics. It's really hard sometimes to even tell what they're doing and what's happening.
This is during the action scenes.
This is like the you know, the meat and potatoes of what you're watching here, and you feel like they're almost, again, they're trying to cut around it. And yes, they are trying to cut around the fact that it's just people in suits, but at the same time, you know, you can hide things and put things in the shadow, but still make it creative, right? I just feel like they only had limited time probably to film this, and they didn't have time to block everything out and like storyboard everything. So it was just like, all right, we're just going to use quick camera tricks and, you know, quick and close up cinematography to kind of hide the fact that you're not really fighting these things as much. You're just brawling with them, and you're just kind of like pushing them around and like punching them. Really, there's no real like, you know, plan that he has.
I also think like the puppet design wasn't very creative. Like, you have a fairy, and Willy is like a giant sloth.
Yeah, he's a weasel. He's a weasel.
Is he a weasel?
Okay. He's a weasel.
He's a giant weasel. And then there's no theme to it. Like, you know, if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, they're all animals. And if you go like other places, like this guy, they have like one guy's a knight, one guy's a weasel, one girl's a fairy, gorilla, there's an alligator. Yeah. It's just very, very random.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems like they were like, hey, let's think of like costumes that we can do that aren't like any other characters out there that we can take. And that's what they did.
Let's not get sued.
And some of them are, and some of the designs are better than others. Like, some of them are padded out enough where like you can't tell that someone's like in there. But then there are other ones where it's clearly it's just somebody wearing like
the first one, he beats up the ostrich. That's probably the best design and the best hidden person in a suit they have in the whole movie.
Yes,
like it looks like he's fighting like a puppet.
Exactly, and that's what they all should have, to a degree, should have felt like. But like I say, after that one, the monkey,
you could tell it's a guy. It's so bad the second kill he does with the monkey is, but you can literally tell it's just a guy in a costume.
And also, like, the animatronic isn't much bigger than Nicolas Cage. It's actually smaller than him.
Except Willy.
So when he's fighting them, it doesn't really feel like he's outmatched. They're not like they all should have been much larger than he is, just to make it more intimidating.
Yeah.
And it's not like that at all. Like, even the alligator is like, almost like up to his shoulder or something. Like again, like I understand it's low budget and they had to do certain things for certain reasons. But at the end of the day, you end up making.
But you
it
could
just
have just
kind
put
of
the same guy
boring.
in every costume. He doesn't fight any. He fights one group 2-on-1 when he's handcuffed.
Yes.
But other than
Yes.
that, he fights them all 1-on-1. You could have used like
Yep.
two stuntmen the whole movie,
Yep. Yeah.
and got two tall people.
Yep. And also too, I feel like there's only like three locations in this entire movie too.
Yeah,
There's like the
the
kitchen,
room wise. Yeah,
the
dude.
main
Yeah.
room, and there's this other like fun room, and then there's like an arcade room, I think, and
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
then there's his like break room where he's playing the pinball machine.
Yeah, and yes, that's the kitchen. That's where he goes, like
Yeah.
to go clean up and everything. And that's the other thing I think that hurts it too, is that it's hard to have a variety of like scenes and kills when it's all taking place in one place, right? I mean, we're not gonna get into the whole like, logical plot holes in this movie, why things kind of don't make
It's
sense.
about
But
killer puppets, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're not gonna get into that. But having a variety of locations gives you the ability to have a variety of like different kind of kill scenes and different kind of fights. But here it kind of feels like they just keep fighting in the same room over and over again. And it just kind of, again, it gets repetitive quickly. It gets boring really quick too. And also Nicolas Cage not talking, not speaking the whole movie doesn't really help it either, because you want some quick, you want some like quibs, and you want him to like, have like one-liners, and it's just none of that. And the kids are in it too, don't have any one-liners or have any good scenes of
he
dialogue
has like
either.
one really funny Pratt joke where like he's about to help this girl fight, but his alarm goes off and he hands her a knife and runs away to go get a drink.
Yeah,
But
apparently
like,
he.
it's not easy to do a lot of jokes when you're not talking. Like, you have to do physical comedy. And it's Nicolas Cage. Like, he's not gonna sit there doing like Jim Carrey style comedy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like the best he should have did was like have this guy show up there and like not have no fucking clue what's going on, and the kids have to like explain to him what's happening, and he like doesn't believe it. But what he does know is that he has to like kill his animatronics and doesn't care,
And he could
because
say little, but say something.
yeah, you don't have to be talking the whole movie. Like
Yeah.
you can have like three lines of dialogue the whole film, but at least it gives me more reason to understand what your motivations, who you like. I didn't say who you are, but like what's going on behind your eyes. Sometimes I felt like he knew what was going on, but they don't
Me too.
explain that.
Me
And
too.
so
Yeah.
like I would have liked to know that, because maybe that would have added more to like the whole movie in general. Like, oh, maybe he knows what's going on. Maybe it's why
But
he's
when he
there.
kills the first puppet, he's not surprised whatsoever that there's a killer puppet behind him.
No.
Like, he doesn't look at it and go, look like what the fuck or something like that.
No.
He just starts fighting it.
And even that, he even starts like provoking it, like punching it and
Yeah,
stuff
he
like
does.
that.
Yeah.
So he understands like that it's alive and it's gonna fight him or something. Like it's just weird. Like and yeah, it would have been interesting if we would have more of a backstory, or at least something, give us something to like know more of who he is, to like help it like pad out the movie more, the characters.
Let me ask you, well, this is gonna, we kind of talked about it, but we can get a little more in depth on it. What do you think about movies with silent protagonists? Do you think they work?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to do, because if you do that, you can do that, but you need to have like a Chris Tucker or somebody next to you who does all the talking for
Yeah,
you.
yeah,
That
yeah.
you got to have somebody else that next to you, that contrast. Like in this, it's the girl who like literally does all the talking and like does all the exposition, but like she's just a regular girl and she's a regular actress. Like she doesn't have any like interesting or funny lines. Like her character's not like unique or like that helps like bring out like his crazy side. Like they don't even really play with each other very well in the movie. They're just kind of like, she's just kind of like, you're crazy, and he just looks at her and that's it. Like that's the relationship they have. So
Yeah.
it's not unique, it's not like special. So that's the problem. You need other actors there to like pad out like or react to him being that way. There's not enough of that in this movie. Also, the kids just kind of look at him like he's nuts. They don't really react to the fact that this guy is killing animatronic demons left and
And
right.
the kids are just ridiculous. Like, they know these things are like killer robots, and like one, two of them go off to bang.
Yeah,
Another one goes
yeah,
to play in the ball pit or whatever.
yeah, literally, yeah.
It's like, what are any of you doing? Like, you're there to kill these things.
Exactly,
You
like
know
you
they
know what's
murder
going
people.
on. Yep, exactly. You know what's going on here. Like, what do you, it's just like that the complete so that like, I mean, even in horror movies, they do that, but this is the extreme.
Yeah,
Like,
it
they always
is.
do it, and they always do
No,
that in
but in
every
horror
horror
movies,
movie.
usually they don't believe what's going
Yeah,
on. These
they
kids
don't
already
know
know
it.
what's happening when they go in the building.
Yeah. She's the one, obviously, because spoiler alert, the girl's parents are the ones that are killed like earlier in the movie. Basically, you
And
see
then
this
she
happen.
grows
So
up. Yeah.
she knows like what's going on there.
But the
I
other
guess the other
kids know too.
people,
They've had brothers and sisters that were killed
they
there.
seem to know, but they seem to like, oh, they know something's weird, but they don't really fully know. But I guess they do, because when they see the animatronics, they don't really like freak out any more than they would have. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
it's weak. It's weak characterization. It's kind of a weak script in that sense,
And
you
even the
know?
reason that the puppets are alive is, it's just stupid. Like, it
It's
really is.
stupid.
It's very like, we need a reason for these puppets to do what they do. All right, they're possessed. Like,
Yeah, it's it's really on the nose, like you said, with the story.
Yes.
It's really on the nose, like how, like, back in the day, Willy's Wonderland was basically like, it was owned by like a serial killer, and the serial killer has serial killer friends that he just invites, and like they just kill, like no one noticed this like happening. I guess people,
years.
Yeah, people do find out that whole, that's the whole thing.
And then the police finally go in, and before the police can arrest them, they all do a séance and possess the puppets.
They do the whole like, Chucky. They do all the Chucky thing. Yeah. They put their souls into the puppets and everything. But then, like, you know, it's just weird because they can leave the place because they've mentioned that too.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so they can leave, then why do they keep going back and like they're sacrificing? Well,
they go
them,
back
like,
because supposedly the town made a deal that if they don't leave that place, they'll give them people to eat or kill.
I guess, or kill, really, exactly, because they don't eat. No, that's what I mean. They just kill. And then no one wants to bulldoze it because people end up dead and all that stuff. But it's like you really could just like burn the place down and blow it up. Like, you really didn't have to go to those extremes to like deal with these things. Like that's my problem with, like, I know they're supernatural, but there's still gigantic fucking robots that you can see coming a mile away. You know what I mean? Like, how is it that these things are like outsmarting people?
And Nicolas Cage showed that you can kill them.
They're not really that hard to kill whatsoever. Like, all you gotta do is like bash them up a little bit. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're still just puppets. Like, they're still just puppets. Possessed, but they're still like the body of a puppet.
That's what I'm saying. They're just regular puppets. So why? What's the big fear of these things? Like, I get it. Yeah, they could kill you if they caught you. Like, if you just didn't fight back and just stood there and took it from them. But like, if you had
which most of the characters do in this movie,
which most characters do. But like you said, if you had any kind of like weapon or anything, you could easily just destroy these things. No, dude, he like literally breaks them and throws them in the garbage.
Yeah,
like,
that's so literally what he does.
So it's like, how is this one dude, just a regular guy who's just doing it? How come no one else could do this? Like, why did it take? You know, I get it's a movie. We're digging into it way too much than we should. But that's the problem. You need to have a little bit more to it to have me excited when I'm watching it. Then,
yeah,
like, it's not exciting then if I know that anybody can do that.
We're gonna take a quick 10-second break and we'll leave you with a commercial, but we gotta pay them bills. Then when we get back, we're going to break down the action scenes in Willy's Wonderland. Be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as usual, Frank is going to start with fights.
So the fights, so I was teetering back and forth between a 2 out of 5 and a 3 out of 5. You know, I want to give it a 2 out of 5 just because I wasn't too excited about it. But I think I'll give the fights a 3 out of 5 only because I haven't really seen animatronic fight scenes before. And like, it's original. It's unique. You're not going to find anything like this probably any other movie. So as much as the fight scenes aren't that great, they're really kind of basic. The cinematography is okay. You know, the editing is not really that great, but it gets another point for just creativity in general. Like Nicolas Cage beating shit out of animatronic robots. It caught my attention. I watched it. So I mean, I wasn't bored by it.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5 because, like, first of all, the first fight's pretty fun when he fights the rooster, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
But the rest,
it's like an ostrich.
I think it's an ostrich. Yeah. The rest of the fights, you know, I was thinking, how much better could you really choreograph a fight between a guy and a guy in a costume that you want to make it look like he's an animatronic puppet? And I think, like, with their budget, this is probably the best that they could do.
Yeah, the only thing they could have done more is added, like, weapons into it.
Yes,
like,
that too.
That's
yes,
the only thing. That was my main disappointment with it, was that, like, that there was no... I mean, Nicolas Cage does have weapons. At the end of the movie, he has two things.
And
the first fight. But, I mean, weapons is, like, they have to build weapons to fight these things. I wanted them to go, like, all out, like on this, and it kind of didn't go in the direction I wish they would have.
Stunts, I gave a 2 out of 5. There's no, like, big stunts, but, you know, there's still people in, like, bear costumes and shit that have to get tossed around Nicolas Cage. And I just can't see that being easy to do, being tossed around in a giant costume. So I gave it a 2 out of 5. It was fun. It was all right.
Yeah, I gave it 2 out of 5 also just for the same reasons. Like, the animatronic guys are getting whipped around a lot, getting tossed around and shit like that. I mean, it's a lot of camera tricks. There's nothing, again, there's no major stunts at all in this movie. Everything is like, everything's blocked the right way. They're all, you know, have their markings of where they're going to get thrown and stuff like that. There's no organicness to any of this, you know. But if it's the bill, though, there are some stunt scenes.
There's no shootout.
Nope.
What about special effects?
Special effects, here's the thing. Like, I guess this is, like, my whole thing. I gave the special effects a 2 out of 5. I mean, just because I felt like beyond the grease that they use as, like, blood, that was the only real interesting thing I felt by it. But beyond that, it just feels like he's punching, like, styrofoam like masks, like, you know what I mean? Like he rips out, like one point he rips out a piece of like a electronic spine or something like that. But there wasn't enough of those things to like for me to be like, wow, special effects are actually pretty good. Like, it's literally just like the black oil that's coming off of them is the biggest special effect like in this movie, and it's just not like it's just nothing special.
I ended up giving it a 3 out of 5. You know, I thought the puppets were interesting, and I thought the costumes were good. I thought the interaction, like the way that Nicolas Cage and the characters interact with the things, like you do feel like they're animatronics most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are times where you're like, yeah, it's a guy in a suit, but the gorilla.
Yeah, the gorilla, and also that the fairy one was a woman.
Yeah, so you can tell it's a woman. But there are other times where they're very robotic-like, which I thought was cool.
It's true, but there was also some really bad CG with the crocodile in the vents.
Oh, yes,
it looks horrendous. Like,
and it's just a puppet that comes out with his mouth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that was funny.
It's funny, but that's why I got a little score, because look, this is a B movie, horror movie.
Yeah.
This is what you get. Like, this is exactly what you would expect from a movie like this. So.
Okay, there's no chase scene really.
No,
and
even in the place.
So yeah,
they don't even chase. They don't even chase them like.
They
kind of
just
even.
Walk into rooms and the guys kill them.
That's it. That's it. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Overall, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I think. What about you?
For me, I gave it a 2 out of 5 overall. Okay. Like I said, it just didn't go. It didn't have a little bit more that I would have wanted to probably give it a 3. I think if the kills were more creative, even if it was just the puppets, the animatronics killing the people, even if that was more creative, I probably would have like gave it a better score. But even those were kind of boring and lame and just like, I don't know, unoriginal. Like when that frog thing kills the kid, I thought it was gonna like rip his head off. It just like cracks his neck. I was like, come on.
When the alligator kills the other guy, he just kind of chews his shoulder.
You shoot his shoulder, like, yeah. You guys could have.
And you don't even see the girl's death. They walk in and she's dead.
That's what I mean. Like you had so all these opportunities to like actually make this stuff look cool, and like you just didn't do anything with it. So it's like, come on, you guys, it's a horror movie. Give me something, right? So
recommendation wise, if you're a Nicolas Cage fan, you'll probably like this.
Yeah.
If you like B schlock horror movies, you'll also like this.
Yes.
But like if you're looking for like, you know, if you're looking for a good B movie, a good one, this, you know, you could probably skip this.
Yeah,
there's better, like this is kind of like Chopping Mall, where it's like, yes, it's like gonna get a little bit of a cult following and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I think they're trying to go for with this. They're trying to make it like a cult following film. They're trying to make it unique. Like, oh, it's Nick. They try to drive home the point that it's Nicolas Cage fighting animatronic robots.
Yeah, yes,
like,
yes.
That's the selling point of this movie. It's not even like the story in itself. It's literally Nicolas Cage is the one doing the killing in this movie of the robots. That's why anybody would really watch this movie. Because otherwise, if it was like anybody else in there, he doesn't have no dialogue. So it would get boring pretty quickly. But Nicolas Cage at least is a good enough actor to like kind of sell it without having any, you know, dialogue. So
my first similar movie is Dusk Till Dawn. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, the whole switch up thing when they move, that, you know, they go into the place and all of a sudden everything in there is trying to kill them.
Yeah.
So it has a similar, it happens a lot earlier in this film, but it has a similar little switch where Nicolas Cage is going to clean and all of a sudden he has to kill a bunch of puppets.
Yeah. My first recommendation is the Dawn of the Dead, the remake, the Zack Snyder one, because it's the same thing. It's just it's a horror movie, but it's action. They're one location, and again, also that movie's not like, I mean, it's a big budget film, but it feels like a low budget movie. And I kept on remembering that movie, just like the look and the feel of it with this. Like, it's not a zombie movie, but just like if you want good action horror, that's a good action horror movie to check out.
And that's before Zack Snyder like became full of himself.
Yeah, that was
like, that's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a straight up good movie. Yeah.
My second is the original Child's Play. I guess the remake too, really. They're both about. The original is more about possession. Yeah.
Yeah, the original is.
You can watch. Actually, you know what's funny? They both have something to do with this movie. The second one's about a killer animatronic doll. And the original one is about a guy who possesses a doll, a serial killer who possesses a doll and goes on a killing spree.
Yeah, this is like both those Chucky movies combined, pretty much. My other recommendation is Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
That's what it is. I had to put like a good cheesy like horror movie in this.
Again, another movie
action.
Way better than this one.
It's way better than this one. It has really good action. The comedy, it's actually pretty funny, some of the scenes in it. Like, it's got Freddy, it's got Jason. Like, it's an all around like unique movie that I think most people have missed. Like if you didn't watch it, if you didn't like, grow up watching that movie, you probably never seen it.
Yeah.
But I still think it holds up though to this day, that people should still check it out. It's a fun, you know.
And like Ricky Yoon directed it, so it's like directed very well.
Very well. Like, the cinematography is really good in it.
I forgot the guy's name. Rick Yu?
I
He's
think
a
you're
famous
right. Yeah,
action
I know who you're talking about,
yeah
though, the
I
director.
completely his name completely just skipped my Ricky Yoon's an action star, but
Yes, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about, but because it's filmed almost like an action film.
yeah, it
It's
is
not
it all
filmed,
things feel
like
like
a
an action
horror
film.
movie
Yeah,
really so much.
even when they're
That's why I
fighting
liked
the
it though.
camera's like really pulled back.
Yes, yeah. No, it makes it feel epic, that movie. That's what I like about it. It's really good. So definitely check that out.
So this is Mixture Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.